Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
3 o'clock, good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We started with, well, the teams that aren't the Lions. Wings are on fire, another win last night in Seattle. All right, Kenny, that gesture doesn't work on camera. Also, Pistons, they're doing their thing. They're sixth in the East. The problem, both of the Wings and Pistons, nobody cares. Sure, the dozens of diehards do, but everybody else is in this Lions hangover. So we ask the question of, like, what will it take for you to fall in love? Are you capable of falling in love with these teams? Also, subscribe and like and share our YouTube page, please. Let's get to Roger Goodell, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
As news breaks today from the NFLPA saying no one wants to play 18 games. Well, good, then stand up for yourselves. But Goodell and Travis Kelce, the head of officiating, boy, media day at the Super Bowl was insane. Because our movement has landed at the feet of these people. When you have the media gallery asking openly about games being rigged and officiating, and are you proposing after the Super Bowl? These are the answers people want. Now, David, you can play the sound in whatever order you want, because I want to get ahead of this. This 2 weeks between championship weekend and the Super Bowl is outrageous. But now we're kind of zoning in on the last football game of the season. And I want to know if the same energy you had following Chiefs and Bills, following anything Chiefs related, are you viewing the Super Bowl with a lens of impropriety? That you're viewing the Super Bowl as if it's not on the even Steven? Or do you share Mr. Rico Beard's perspective? With Rico saying all week, Michael, the conspiracy, if it exists, only stretches as far as getting the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. And that this Super Bowl will be, Rico Beard's words, will be the finest officiated game in the history of organized sports.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these pathways do you go down? Because you'll be surprised at my answer. But first, David with audio.
It's Roger Goodell.
Yeah, the fact that they're one score, it gives your officials a chance to massage them to victory. You dope. That's another question I want to ask the people. Because, you know, of course, Mr. Righteous in the mornings. I can't stand people who believe in this. Okay, Jim, well, you can join us. Join the rest of America. Something's up.
I thought you were going to say John.
No. The point I'm making is for Roger Goodell, for Scott Green, the head of the NFLRA, Referees Association, for anybody who thinks it's an absurdity or it's crackpot behavior, watch the video I showed Rico of just the Buffalo game alone and the insanely inexplicable, oftentimes, pro-Kansas City calls. Then go back to the Texans game. And just, you know what you're watching.
The fact that this is even on the table. The fact that this is being questioned tells me
we won. We did it.
People are seeing this, and it's not just a handful of people in tinfoil hats. It's like, okay, you know what, guys? I took a look at that video too, and I got a couple questions.
That's why I would love for Goodell. We talked about the movie Get Out. Put Goodell in the comfy chair and have David start circling the teacup. Make Goodell watch these calls and explain it.
Or just all of a sudden up on the Jumbotron in New Orleans, all of the plays, like,
yes,
oh, look, here they are right here. Can we talk about these?
Is the Super Bowl A, shady, or B, it will be the finest, most exquisitely officiated game in the history of the NFL?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
I think in order for like some egregious foul to you would have to turn Mahomes into the Exorcist and grab the face mask and turn his head 360 degrees to say, okay, that was a penalty, guys. We can all agree upon that. You saw his head spin. But other than that, you know, 3rd and 8, and he gets tackled. Okay, you'll see a huddle.
The fact you nailed this, though. The fact that this has arrived at Super Bowl media.
Mm-hmm.
That is unthinkable 3 years ago.
Yes.
Forget 5 or 10.
Because that then the only time it was like with the Patriots and the deflate gate and all of that, it's like, oh, okay, hey,
right,
what's going on here? But the fact that we're talking this and it's been brought up, and I think not from you know crackpot.com, but like these are legitimate reporters, and hey guys, look, question of concern, is this on the up and up? And you have to answer this, and yes, you know they don't want to.
And you know they can't say anything other than what they're saying. But they're always answering questions that aren't being asked. Scott Green, we played the audio yesterday. Well, to suggest that 138 officials and da-da-da-da-da-da, no one is saying that the game is completely rigged. We are saying that if and when the officials have a chance to help Kansas City, they always do. How do we know it? It's on tape.
Well, the fact that Scott Green, the answer that he gave was word soup, but when you really break it down, but you didn't answer my question.
That's right.
Like, the follow-up to that was, that's all great, but you did not answer the question.
Do you have Kelsey or no?
Oh, yeah, I have Kelsey. He's annoyed.
Play Travis Kelsey here. And again, why get annoyed at this versus laugh it off? You're supposed to be, I'm sorry, just one thing, David. You're supposed to be above it all. Why would you get annoyed at something that's so ridiculous? Like, if I made a comment, Kenny Codd has sex with goats, he'd be like, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. We all know that he doesn't.
Press conference, Kenny, up there.
Can you? But then Kenny gets up there, I mean, I'm going to tell you, this is an outrage. And you're like, oh, the dude does have sex with goats.
Yeah, I once owned goats when I was 15. But that
Why
was
is
it.
That the example you went with? I'm not a fan of this at all.
David, Travis, Kelsey on the games being rigged. First of all, you have six brain cells. Second of all, because they cater to the fans. And the fans are leaning into it, you dummy. Mm-hmm. And we watch the games. We see it. Again, for Travis Kelsey, here's a video. Here's your game against the Bills. Smarm your way out of this. How about the Texans game? Mm-hmm. How about the fact that in the 8-game win streak the Chiefs have had, not a single time has a Chiefs defender been called for a personal foul on the quarterback. Yet, you and your quarterback, your amazing Patrick Mahomes, six of them. Six.
Mm-hmm. And how about the fact that I don't care who's watching the game, and if it's third or fourth down, and it's an incomplete pass, and Mahomes threw it, you're waiting to see the little flag icon pop up to say, roughing the passer. Personal foul, first down.
That's right. I want to know where people are at.
The mysterious flag that was there but wasn't there when the Bills did their fourth down. Because it was almost like, okay, in the event that they caught that pass, we got a flag, we're going to back them up, we're going to make them do it over again. Wait, he dropped it.
Sounds like, feels like, seems like.
Yeah. What flag?
I want to know your reaction to it. The fact that this was the talk of media day says it's way more than just a couple of goofballs. Or, oh, just this stupid show. No. This was brought to Roger Goodell and Kelsey and Scott Green, the lead, the head of the officials union. I think it proves a point. I think it says that the customer base is fed up. And I actually agree with Rico Beard. This will be the finest, most perfectly officiated game in history, because if it's not, if the Chiefs steal this Super Bowl, if there is any hint of impropriety.
And you know what the NFL becomes?
WWE.
Pro wrestling.
That's right. Not on the line.
Entertaining, but yeah, we all know.
And the Chiefs do feel like WWE. They just do.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.